This is Viva Podcast. Thank you for joining us in our morning daily devotion.
Dear friends, we will be looking at John 12:12-19, responding to the royal entry of Christ. The triumphal entry is celebrated as Palm Sunday across the world to remember the royal entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. This was such a key event in the life and ministry of Jesus that all four gospel writers record this event. We see that in Matthew chapter 21, Mark 11, and Luke 19, along with the Gospel of John. This was the only time that Jesus allowed for and even planned for a public event. We know from all the accounts that he specifically told the disciples to go and get him a donkey to ride on. We also know that he chose to ride through the sheep gate, where the sheep that were going to be offered as sacrifice would be brought. He came riding on a donkey, not a horse, and there was a specific reason for that. And he was welcomed as a king would be welcomed. And yet in a few more days, many of the voices that cried out, "Hosanna," were crying, "Crucify him." So as we look at John's account of this remarkable event, let us be open to the Spirit of God teaching us what he wants us to learn and apply. Firstly, we see that Jesus came to give peace and salvation. As we read verses 12 and 13, we notice that the great crowd of pilgrims were on their way to Jerusalem. Others were already in Jerusalem for the Passover feast, and they all merged together to welcome Jesus, who came riding on a donkey. Their cry was "Hosanna," which literally meant "Save now," and "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the King of Israel." These were the phrases that the Jews used during their Feast of Tabernacles, of Dedication, and Passover. They had, by the time of Christ, become messianic phrases. That is, they were calling Jesus the Messiah. The reason we notice in the previous verses, he had raised Lazarus from the dead. And many people were putting their faith in Christ as the Messiah because of that. Christ was coming into Jerusalem to give two things: peace with God. Remember, a king who came riding on a donkey was coming to give peace. A king who rode on a horse was coming to do war and proclaim judgment, which he will do in the future. He was also coming to save them, though not in the way they wanted, but in a far greater way. He was bringing them eternal salvation, not temporary relief from the Roman occupation. The king was coming into Jerusalem, and it was both anticipated and prophesied. We see that in Daniel chapter 9. How would the people respond to the coming of the king? Dear friends, we see three kinds of responses to Christ coming into Jerusalem. Firstly, let us see the response of the disciples. John says that the disciples did not fully understand why Jesus was riding into Jerusalem. They were confused because Jesus had told them he had to suffer and die and rise again on the third day. We see that in all the Gospels. It was only after the resurrection and after his ascension that with the help of the Holy Spirit that they understood the full meaning of the triumphal entry. Can you imagine a conquering king who rode in a majestic procession, who then, instead of going to a palace and sitting on a throne, subjected himself to death, even death on a cross? Of course, it did not make sense to them at that time. They were hoping to get influential positions and rule over the people. Even when Christ told them so many times that he would suffer and die and rise again, they were only believing what they wanted to believe about him. The King of Kings was riding into Jerusalem to win the greatest battle, the battle for human souls. He was going there to pay the price for your sin and mine and for that of the entire world. This was the prophesied event that Daniel spoke of in Daniel chapter 9. When Jesus entered Jerusalem, Scholars have calculated that it was the last week of the 483 years of the prophesied coming of the Anointed One who would be put to death. When the people began shouting, "Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord," Jesus fulfilled Zechariah's prophecy, which said, "Rejoice greatly, daughter Zion, shout, daughter Jerusalem. See, your King comes to you, righteous and victorious, lowly and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey." We see that in Zechariah 9, verse 9. The disciples did not understand. That is the danger we as followers of Christ face. We try and put Jesus into a frame of our own making. We want Christ to fit into our plans, our purposes, and carry out our desires. But their eyes were opened, and their understanding of Scripture was broadened, and they were able to see the sovereign hand of God moving and shaping history so that the Messiah would come riding on a donkey as a king who was coming to bring salvation and peace to all, and that he would indeed be rejected, despised, and put to death by the will and plan of God so that this could be accomplished. What kind of response do you have for the King of Kings? Will you receive Jesus as your King and as your Savior today?
Dear listener, we are here to stand with you in your time of need. We want to pray with you and for your prayer request. Do you need someone to talk to? We are here for you. Call us or send a message at +91 636 425 2164, +91 636 425 2164. God bless you.